CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A Japanese woman pleads for the life of her son. A journalist held hostage by the ISIS terrorists who executed another Japanese man a few days ago. ISIS is offering to free the second hostage and a Jordanian pilot as part of a prisoner exchange. CBS's Lucy Kraft has the latest from Tokyo.
Junko Ishido, mother of hostage Kenji Goto, sent a letter to Prime Minister Abe urging him to save her son's life. The Japanese government has not revealed any sign of progress, but Japanese TV networks quoting media in the Arabic-speaking world say the exchange of prisoners demanded by Islamic State militants is already underway and that Kenji Goto would be freed shortly. Lucy Kraft, CBS News, Tokyo.
In this country, the plows are out in Boston and other parts of Massachusetts that were buried under as much as 3 feet of snow. Trains will be running today and Logan Airport's reopening, but Governor Charlie Baker says the state's a long way from normal.
There's a tremendous amount of cleanup that remains to be done, and unless you have a reason to be out, we would encourage you not to be.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve is in a town slammed by coastal flooding.
About 30 miles south of Boston, Marshfield saw some of the worst damage when a storm-driven high tide destroyed a portion of the seawall, knocking some homes off their foundations. Several homes were flooded and condemned.
The Mormon Church is trying to walk a fine line between gay rights and religious freedom. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter King.
Frank, they've announced a campaign for new laws that protect gays, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people from discrimination while protecting individual religious beliefs. The Mormon Church doesn't explain how it plans to do it, but the intent is getting praise at its base in Utah. National Human Rights Campaign spokesman Jason Rollin isn't so sure.
This is a step in the right direction, but as a matter of public policy, it still appears deeply flawed.
One Southern Baptist Convention leader says it's well-intentioned but naive.
A man serving prison time in Georgia for killing his girlfriend and has been put to death for murdering a fellow inmate. Dr. Margaret Nygren, the head of an intellectual disabilities group, is upset that the courts refused to stop Warren Hill's execution.
We're incredibly saddened and distressed by this miscarriage of justice.
The execution of someone with a mental disability is prohibited. Georgia officials said Hill's lawyers failed to show beyond a reasonable doubt that he was, in fact, disabled. In Nashville, the verdict is in at the rape trial of two former Vanderbilt University football players.
We find Mr. Vandenberg guilty of aggravated rape.
The jury deliberated for just 3 hours before voting to convict Brandon Vandenberg and Corey Beatty. It rejected claims that they were too drunk to know what they were doing. Trading in stock futures had been pointing to a rebound at the opening bell on Wall Street, but right now S&P futures are unchanged. The Dow Industrials fell more than 290 points yesterday. This is CBS News.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Officials in Washington are keeping a close eye on developments along Israel's border with Syria. CBS's Robert Berger has the latest from Jerusalem.
Israel's Air Force attacked Syrian army artillery positions a day after two rockets slammed into the Israeli side of the Golan Heights. The defense minister said Israel will not tolerate any attacks on its territory from Syria. Tensions on the northern border are raising fears that the Syrian civil war is spilling into Israel.
Hours after the Israeli airstrike, an anti-tank missile hit an Israeli military vehicle, wounding four soldiers. The militant group Hamas is claiming responsibility. Here at home, the Colorado State Senate is set to take up a bill that would require background checks for anyone who works with youth sports organizations. Supporters believe the bill would weed out sexual abusers, but critics say private groups should be allowed to set their own rules. Frank Setapani, CBS News.
Hi, Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I think we do.
Nice.
Let's bring it in.
Oh,
wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, it smells like bacon.
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rolloverdata for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
This morning on WCHL, 100 times faster internet service. That's the aim of Google Fiber, which is bringing ultra-fast internet to the Triangle.
We are bringing Google Fiber to the Triangle.
A new economic impact study shows the planned Chatham Park development would generate roughly $80 billion for Chatham County over the next four decades. And if you own a small business in Orange County, you may soon be able to apply for up to $10,000 to grow your business. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carver Road traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports this morning, senior starting pitcher is back in Chapel Hill for a final run at college baseball glory. And
the Smith Center is starting to sound like its old self.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07, lots of sunshine today, high today about 45 degrees. About the same as yesterday's weather, actually, so not so bad. In other parts of the country, they have a real struggle right now here in the Triangle area, and particularly in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. No problems at all, just a little cold. 100 times faster internet service. That's the aim of Google Fiber, which is bringing ultra-fast internet to the Triangle. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more details on the story.
Michael Slinger is Director of Business Operations for Google Fiber, and he had an exciting announcement during a press conference on Tuesday afternoon in Research Triangle Park.
The mayors and Google have invited all of you here to share some great news. We are bringing Google Fiber to the Triangle.
Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt and Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle were also at the press conference. Chapel Hill and Carborough are among a handful of communities in the nation to be receiving this service. Slinger says bringing Google Fiber to the Triangle has taken time and plenty of cooperation from local officials.
Today, we are committing to invest in and build a brand new fiber optic network throughout Carborough, Cary, Chapel Hill, Durham, Garner, Morrisville, and Raleigh. Last year, we began working with these cities to explore the possibility of bringing a super-fast internet and TV service to their residents and small businesses. The local leaders you see beside me rose to the challenge.
In order to provide the service, Slinger says Google officials will spend the next few months working to run thousands of miles of fiber from Carborough through Garner.
Building a brand new fiber optic network takes time. It's going to take hundreds of construction crews and hundreds of installers. Their task will be to lay enough fiber to reach from here to London and back.
Along with Chapel Hill, Google also announced a faster broadband for Carborough, Durham, Cary, Morrisville, and Raleigh. Google has had an office in Chapel Hill since its acquisition of Skia Incorporated in 2005. Last year, the team opened an office on Franklin Street. Currently, three U.S. cities can boast about having Google Fiber: Provo, Utah, Kansas City, and Austin, Texas. Charlotte, Atlanta, and Nashville are also included in the Google Fiber expansion. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A new economic impact study shows the planned Chatham Park development would generate roughly $80 billion for Chatham County over the next four decades and about $140 billion for the Triangle region as a whole. The study was conducted by North Carolina State economist Dr. Michael Walden and commissioned by the Chatham Economic Development Corporation. Chatham Park is a 7,000-acre mixed-use development plan to be built in phases between Pittsboro and Jordan Lake. Walden's study suggests it will generate more than 61,000 permanent jobs in Chatham County, 99,000 permanent jobs in the Triangle region, and 115,000 in North Carolina. Pittsboro leaders approved the plan last June after months of heated debate. The first project, a UNC Healthcare Medical Office, broke ground in December. But the project has angered some residents of Chatham County. A citizen group called Pittsboro Matters has filed a lawsuit challenging the way the town approved rezoning for that project. Members say they want to sit down with developers and the town board to rewrite the Chatham Park master plan to include more stringent environmental protection measures. With 22 million square feet of commercial, office, and civil space, as well as 22,000 residential units, Chatham Park will be one of the largest master plan communities in the country once it's developed. You can find a link to the full economic impact study by following a link at our website, chapelboro.com. If you own a small business in Orange County, you may soon be able to apply for up to $10,000 in order to grow your business. A quarter-cent sales tax, approved by voters in 2011, generates $2.5 million annually for education and economic development in the county. Of that money, $100,000 is allotted for business investment grants and $60,000 for agriculture grants. At last night's work session in Chapel Hill, the Orange County commissioners talked about how best to distribute that money to agricultural and non-agricultural businesses to stimulate growth and job creation. Jim Kitchen, a UNC Kenan Flagler Business School lecturer and member of Orange County's Economic Development Advisory Board, helped draft these grant programs. He imagined one applicant's story.
That guy will come in,
yes,
and say, I need a new barber chair. I have two right now. If I had a third, I could hire another barber, and I could increase my business by $100,000 next year, which would have a significant impact on me and the community. Okay, great. You have validated the demand, and you're passionate about getting it done.
Karen McAdams, an effluent farmer and member of the advisory board, also worked on developing the program.
We do have a diverse and strong agricultural realm here in Orange County. We have the traditional farmers and we have new farmers.
Economic advisory board members proposed two types of grants for businesses, including farms. Small grants up to $1,000 would have a simplified application process. Commissioners debated about whether this amount is too small to be effective. Large grants of $1,000 to $10,000 would require a more thorough application, including more detailed financial information. Commissioner Bernadette Pelissier said the selection process should not be weighed heavily toward business innovation.
The idea is to get more income. So if the market is far from saturated on strawberries, why wouldn't you want to help somebody who wants to add on strawberries?
County officials will hash out the details of these grant programs, which will likely include partnerships between applicants and mentors. Commissioners could approve these programs at the board meeting on February 3rd. WCHO News Time, 6:13. More news in just a moment.
The year-end carryover sales event is happening now at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. If you think you missed the awesome year-end sales incentives when the clock struck midnight on December 31st, you're in luck. The year-end event continues through January only at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. During the year-end carryover sales event, leases start at $209 per month, such as a 2015 Subaru Impreza 2.0i Premium for $209 per month. That's right. New Subaru leases start at $209 per month at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. We also have finance rates as low as 0.9% on select models. Listen to what Matt had to say about his Performance Subaru experience.
I bought my first Subaru from Performance Subaru and couldn't have been more satisfied with the experience. I worked with Galen Ferboni and his sales manager, Anna Latta, and they were very easy to work with, low pressure, and gave me a great deal on the car I purchased.
Now that's a wow. Visit PerformanceSubaru.com where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
E5515 FJF11, 42-month lease with 10K miles per year, based on MSRP of $23,504 and selling price of $22,299 with $2,528 to assign. Includes tax, tag, and $649 admin fee. $0 security deposit. Dealer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery by January 31st, 2015.
Coleman Huntoon & Brown brings you this week's Tax Bite, our expert tax tips to help you with your financial and tax planning needs. Have you had your annual estate plan checkup? Because various exclusion, exemption, and deduction amounts are adjusted for inflation, they can change from year to year, impacting your plan. If you haven't had your annual estate plan checkup or don't yet have an estate plan, please contact us. That's your Tax Bite of the Week from Coleman Huntoon & Brown, and you can find more on chapelboro.com.
Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's the greatest success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadmans.
Breadmans on Rosemary Street?
Sure, they've got the great food. Breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out smiling.
Yes, I better head to Breadman's today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting this ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadman's Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What? You think we only like a pizza?
29 degrees, 615 WCHL. The Democratic frontrunner status for the 2016 presidential race looks like a done deal for Hillary Clinton so far, at least that is among Pennsylvania voters.
Hillary Clinton's in a stronger position than Barack Obama was. Barack Obama won Pennsylvania by 5 points in 2012. On this poll, you see Hillary Clinton up by anywhere from 10 to 16 points against the potential Republican candidates.
That is Tom Jensen, director of Raleigh-based public policy polling. A recent PPP survey of voters in the Keystone State finds that the frontrunner mantle in the Republican field is still a long way from being seized.
What we continue to find with the Republican primary field is that it's just kind of a mess. A lot of people have a little bit of support, and you don't see anybody really breaking away from the pack.
The poll finds retired neurosurgeon and current Tea Party favorite Ben Carson at 18%, with former Governors Jeb Bush of Florida and Mitt Romney of Massachusetts tied at 14%. Romney, of course, lost to President Obama in 2012. The rest of the field falls into the single-digit category. Ranking highest among those are New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former Governor Mike Huckabee, and Texas Senator Ted Cruz, all tied at about 9%.
One thing that was really interesting in Pennsylvania, out of everybody we tested, Rick Santorum, a former Pennsylvania senator, in last place in the Republican primary field in Pennsylvania, only getting 6%.
Santorum was the runner-up for the nomination in 2012. Christie's also fallen hard. 14 months ago, he was a 2016 frontrunner with a chance of beating Hillary Clinton in Pennsylvania. That's no longer true. Support for Florida Senator Marco Rubio has plummeted as well. You can listen to WCHL's full interview with Tom Jensen at Public Policy Polling on our website at chapelboro.com. And the Carrboro Police Department arrested a man on Tuesday who's wanted in connection with the death in Durham. The Durham Police Department announced the arrest of 30-year-old Andrew Coco Shepper by the Carrboro Police Department. Shepper's wanted in connection with the death of 38-year-old Trinity James Wilkins, also known as Trinity Smith. Wilkins' body was found on January 19th in a body of water near East Club Boulevard in Durham. Wilkins and Shepper knew each other, and the homicide did not appear to be random, according to investigators. Shepper of Durham has been charged with one count of murder. WCHL News Time, 617. It is time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Cruisers. Not a lot to talk about as far as traffic is concerned this morning, but that situation about to change, as always does this time of the day. Nikki Morris is in the newsroom working hard, and just one of the many things she's doing this morning is keeping an eye on traffic. You'll hear from her in just a little while here. Meantime, if you know of something we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up first thing every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brew Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. At Cruisers, good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, presented this morning by your friends at the Carolina Inn. Well, it's a little bit chilly this morning, 29 degrees, sunshine today. Look for a high today in the middle 40s. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies, and then we will get a little bit of cloudiness after midnight. It's going to be cold overnight with a low in the middle 20s, a little bit chillier than now. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 40s. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bars, where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients, created by executive chef James Clark and his very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL. Good morning. I'm Rod Stutz, and glad to have you along this morning. As I said a moment ago, it is 29 degrees, a little bit on the chilly side, but no ice, nothing like that to worry about out there this morning. So looks like clear sailing so far. Time for WCHL Championship Sports, and going to take a break from the usual basketball and football stories this morning and talk to you about Carolina baseball. After turning down an offer to play for the defending world champions, senior starting pitcher Benton Moss is back here in Chapel Hill for a final run at college baseball glory. Our countdown to first pitch preview continues with an inside look at UNC baseball's most fascinating player. WCHL's Avery Trindle reports.
Selected in the 15th round by the San Francisco Giants during last June's MLB draft, you can't blame senior Benton Moss for feeling a little slighted. The Tar Heel right-hander, also a Moorhead scholar, says that his academics scared teams away from choosing him earlier.
Very weird emotions, honestly, because I was hoping to go in the top 10. Yeah, I got a little discounted just because of the academic side, and you know, they knew I had interest in school. And, you know, it's kind of a weird situation.
Seeking degrees in both business and economics, Benton says his main concentration in school is on finance. If the big leagues don't work out for him, it won't be a problem because he has all the tools necessary to channel his inner Warren Buffett.
Probably long term, would like to be an investor. I'd like to buy and help run and you know, mentor and coach younger companies. I really like venture capital. I'm really interested in that. Also like private equity.
Moss lived the dream for a bit when he spent time doing an internship with the New York Yankees, his favorite team. While there, he found that one thing he shares in common with the Yanks that they each set the bar extremely high for themselves.
I actually did an internship with the Yankees. The Yankees are my favorite team. But I just respected like the culture that they had. It was very like, you know, they ran a tight ship and like expected only the best, you know, highest level of excellence possible.
Benton also got to meet with Yankee legend Mariano Rivera, saying he's always been inspired by the former closer's legendary calm demeanor on the mound.
Just was always very impressed with Mo Rivera. I mean, I got to meet him. And just quiet, calm, cool, collected. Obviously, he didn't start out that way. When he was young, he was hot. He was a hothead. He learned how to control that, you know, and obviously had a huge career. I've always respected him.
Just when you thought it wasn't possible for this man to have any more talent, it turns out that in his downtime, Moss is also a highly skilled musician.
I played the piano for like 12, 13 years. Taught myself to play the acoustic guitar. My aunt gave me a couple of lessons because she's very good at it. And so I just began singing, like started to sing a little bit and sounded okay.
The season is now just under 3 weeks away. And after a recent team scrimmage, Benton says he believes that the team has made serious improvements from last year, making the Heels a force to be reckoned with in the ACC.
What I think you're going to see is that when we take these two teams that we have today and put together our top lineup, we've got a pretty stubborn lineup.
Avery Trindle, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
He really is kind of a fascinating guy, and we'll be keeping a close eye on him and his career this season. Carolina baseball program about to crank up again. And boy, Mike Fox has that program in a great spot. Two former University of North Carolina athletes suing the school and the NCAA say the goal is to ensure athletes receive a quality education. Football player Devin Ramsey and women's basketball player Rashana McCants posted those sentiments on Tuesday on Twitter. Ramsey says the academic fraud scandal here in Chapel Hill is a national problem, and athletes must receive legitimate classes worthy of their university, particularly with so few becoming professional athletes. McCann says she did all that was asked of her on and off the court and loves her school, but she says UNC and the NCAA failed to keep their promise to me and other college athletes. That's a quote. Last week's lawsuit seeks class action status, citing fraud at UNC and elsewhere. It accuses the NCAA of not doing enough to promote academic integrity in college sports. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you. Musicians, right now at Guitar Center, for the first time ever, we're extending our friends and family discount to you. Savings up to 20% off the gear you really want. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, and the latest recording gear. Deals like a PV Electric guitar pack, now only $89. Or Tannoy Reveal Studio monitors, buy one, get one free. Plus, visit GuitarCenter.com for even more deals and get a cash-saving coupon. Guitar Center's Friends and Family Weekend, now through Sunday.
Do you enjoy reading, going on walks, baking, or playing basketball with children? If so, you can make a tremendous difference in the life of a child. For more information on becoming a mentor with Blue Ribbon, please contact Granville Johnson at 919-918-2170. Again, that's 919-918-2170. And you can make a difference in the life of a child. Thank you to WCHL for your support of Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate.
Well, good morning. It is 6:25 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Time now for Charles Osgood.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood. 102 years ago, Henry Ford introduced the first moving assembly line for the American car industry. And it's been the keystone of mass production ever since. Today, though, there is a new way to make cars. Our CBS News colleague Juliana Goldman went to Detroit to find out about it.
The big thing at this month's Detroit Auto Show wasn't made on an assembly line, but on a 3D printer.
More after this. The wonders of the world are even more special when you can enjoy them with family and friends. And there's nothing like seeing those wonders and celebrating life's moments together than on a Viking River cruise. Aboard a Viking River cruise, you enjoy a breathtaking tour of one of the great rivers of Europe, such as the Danube or the Rhine, in style and comfort, while you see legendary cities and attractions one after the other. Each ship is designed to be spacious and open so that you won't miss a moment of the majestic countryside and historic castles that you'll see as you sail down the river. And each Viking River cruise carries fewer than 200 passengers. Your outstanding crew and onboard concierge are all at your service. To learn more, visit brc.com or call 1-800-207-7289. It's simple to plan for a birthday, an anniversary, or for mom and dad. They even offer flights and transfers, as well as upgrades for more savings. That's brc.com. Call 1-800-207-7289. 3D printers are going to have a big impact on the car industry, Juliana Goldman tells us.
Local Motors CEO Jay Rogers believes it'll revolutionize the way cars are made.
I like to think about it as you go to a car wash today and you stand in front of the window and you're like, look at my car getting washed. It's the same thing. Look at my car being made, being printed.
Of course, you can't actually print out an entire car.
What is printed and what is not printed?
About 95% of the volume of the car is printed. Structure, body, closeouts, all that stuff, it's all printed. We don't print tires right now. We don't print wheels. We don't print springs. And we're not right now printing the motor.
How long does it take?
Right now, that takes 40 hours, but the goal is to get it under 12. But there could be roadblocks ahead. These first models are built to cruise around neighborhoods at under 40 miles per hour. To get on the highway, they'll need to meet rigorous federal road safety standards.
They might also have to convince customers that a printed car is safe.
I think you hear plastic and you think of something flimsy. You don't think if you're on the highway next to a Mack truck that plastic is going to protect you.
This is carbon fiber reinforced thermoplastic. So what we're talking about is something that actually is an aerospace grade material.
When can you get one and how much is it going to cost?
Roger says an electric version of this vehicle could be available by the end of the year and start anywhere from $18,000 to $30,000.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
I hope it's not important if I understand that fully, that concept. It's hard to get my head wrapped around that. 628 WCHL, good morning.
Ready to take your small business to the next level? You are not alone. We are here to help. At the UPS Store, we will turn your busy work into easy work by taking care of all of your packaging, shipping, and fulfillment needs so you can concentrate on what matters most, running your business. To learn more about how we can help you, visit theupsstore.com or stop by the UPS stores in Meadowmont, in Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Don't miss the WCHL Weekend Shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Discover what's driving Triangle businesses with Today's Business, hosted by Sharon Hill. Learn from professional caregivers how to improve the quality of life for families afflicted with chronic conditions and those on Caring Connections, hosted by Nicole Bruno. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in at 97.9 FM and 1360 AM for more of what you want to hear.
Ron Stutz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from the whole WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, Art Chansky's sports notebook, the clean joke of the day, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. And you can wrap up your day with Aaron in the afternoon with the WCHL afternoon and evening news. In between, spend some time with Stephanie Miller and Tom Hartman. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Well, thanks so much. It is 6:30, and glad to have you along this morning. It's kind of chilly out there, 29 degrees right now. Sunshine, high today about 45, but pretty much like yesterday's weather. Forecast brought to you this morning by the Orange County Agricultural Summit. After this sunny day today, tonight we'll have clear skies. We'll get a few clouds after midnight tonight, or overnight low around 25. And then tomorrow we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with a high in the upper 40s. Looking ahead just a little bit, if I may. Thursday night, mostly cloudy and not as cool with a low in the middle 30s. Friday, sunny, breezy, high in the middle 40s again. It's also going to be very windy on Wednesday, and looks like we're leading up toward a fairly good weekend, partly cloudy skies. Orange County Agricultural Summit is 17th annual Orange County Agricultural Summit, to be held February 16th from 8 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. To register, visit orangecountync.gov.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
Dave Barrett. Please spare Kenji's life. That's the message from his mother today in Japan. Kenji Goto had said in an ISIS video that he only had 24 hours to live unless a key prisoner held by Jordan is freed. The Japanese government's been trying to negotiate a deal.
Japan is in a great state of anxiety right now. No one really knows what's going to happen, so the next few hours are really going to be critical.
CBS's Lucy Kraft in Tokyo, where a 24-hour ISIS deadline is winding down. The Jordanian government now says the Iraqi prisoner being held would be released if they get back a captured fighter pilot. Reporter Dale Gablick in Amman.
If Jordan turns over failed Iraqi suicide bomber Sajid al-Rishawi, it gives up its strongest card in negotiations with ISIS. Rishawi was involved in Jordan's own 9/11 attacks in 2005 that killed 60 people. The pilot's father, Safi Kasazbe, made a last-ditch appeal for Jordan to meet ISIS demands.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
29 degrees, 632, WCHL. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. Well, yesterday was a monumental day for Carborough, Chapel Hill, and the entire Triangle, in fact. Everyone is buzzing after Google made that exciting announcement yesterday that they would be bringing their ultra-fast Google Fiber Internet service to our area. WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke with Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt about that news.
Joining us here in the studio right now is the aforementioned Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt, and this is an exciting day for Chapel Hill.
Oh, it is, isn't it? It brings me back many years ago when Mark Chilton was the mayor of Carborough, and the two and I made the silliest video.
I was
begging
looking
Google
for the video online, and you know I can't find it anymore.
Really?
But you had it scrubbed.
Well, it's probably on the Chapel Hill Vimeo
page. We'll look for it. Yeah.
But you know, we were doing all kinds of crazy things over there in Durham at the Durham Bulls ballpark. They were spelling out Google in the outfield, and you know, we were all tripping all over ourselves, just desperate.
Yeah.
You know, at the time, we were convinced that we were a community that really understood what having a product like Google Fiber available to us, what it could really do for a community, you know, and how it could create a new economic environment, how it could enhance access to information and really help move a city into the 21st century. And I think that's probably why we were on the short list when it came time to expand from their original cities in Kansas City and Austin and Provo. You know, it makes a lot of sense. You know, we have a lot of educated people. We have, you know, the Raleigh, although it's really kind of Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, was recently named one of the best places, or the best place in America to start a new company. And we just got named one of the top 10 places to relax.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's when you're using the internet. One of those two things.
One of those two things, yeah. So, I mean, this is going to be bringing 100 times faster internet to homes, businesses, colleges, UNC, Durham Tech, NC Central, NC State, and the RTP. What is this going to, and like in Chapel Hill, launch mm-hmm. Chapel Hill, the entrepreneur networks that are developing, what exactly will this allow us to do? How is this going to tangibly benefit?
Well, it's good to hear, and actually I'm finally hearing about the access that small businesses and others will be able to have. Because initially, this was just a residential consumer product that Google was rolling out. Now in Austin, they actually have a small business product, and that's only come about within the last year. So I'm assuming that product will also be available here, if it is. Mm-hmm. In your living room and in your office, behind your desk, and you're going to be able to have internet service that it puts you on par to being able to send and receive information with anybody in the world. You know, for the last several years, we've been talking about how Seoul, Korea has faster internet and what a competitive advantage that is for South Korea, and how you know, and other places around the world. But the now Chapel Hill, Raleigh, Durham, and the other communities are going to share in that advantage.
Well, that's Mayor Mark Kleinsmith. You can tell how excited he is. And certainly he and Mayor Mark Chilton were ahead of the curve and ahead of their time and what they did a few years ago. Google Fiber coming to the Triangle, and it really is exciting news for all of us. A new economic impact study shows the planned Chatham Park development would generate roughly $80 billion for Chatham County over the next four decades and about $140 billion for the Triangle region as a whole. That study, conducted by North Carolina State economist Dr. Michael Walden, and it was commissioned by the Chatham Economic Development Corporation. Chatham Park is a 7,000-acre mixed-use development planned to be built in phases between Pittsboro and Jordan Lake. Walden's study suggests it will generate more than 61,000 permanent jobs in Chatham County, 99,000 permanent jobs in the Triangle region, and 115,000 permanent jobs in North Carolina. Pittsboro leaders approved that plan last June after months of heated debate. The first project, a UNC Healthcare Medical Office, broke ground in December. But the project has angered many Chatham County residents. A citizen group called Pittsboro Matters has filed a lawsuit challenging the way the town approved rezoning for the project. Members say they want to sit down with developers and the town board to rewrite the Chatham Park master plan to include more stringent environmental protection measures. With 22 million square feet of commercial, office, and civic space, as well as 22,000 residential units, Chatham Park will be one of the largest master plan communities in the nation once it's fully developed. You can find a link to the full economic impact study by following a link at WCHL's website, chapelbro.com. That is going to be a huge development when it actually happens. Two state legislators from Orange County spoke to WCHL recently about what to expect in the upcoming session of the General Assembly, which resumes today. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
In the big picture, we're going to see more of the same. We know that there's not going to be a significant change in the direction of the legislature because there wasn't a significant change in the makeup of the legislature.
That's Representative Greg Meyer, a Democrat from District 50. Meyer said that with veteran leadership and established priorities, the Senate has the upper hand right now.
The beginning of the legislative session is going to be all about revenues. Everybody is talking about things that they want to spend money on, but after last year's budget closed out, we knew pretty quickly that we'd be in a hole coming into this year's budget.
And it's a whopping amount.
We're already $200 million in the hole, and the question will be, do we have to figure out a way to close that, or are we going to continue to reduce tax burdens? Certainly the stated goal of the Senate has been to eliminate eliminate the personal income tax. And there's not really a clear plan on how to make up for that revenue to be able to spend on things like teacher pay raises.
Meyer said he spent a lot of time between sessions building relationships with Republican colleagues in search of positive bipartisan education policies. He said he's interested in revising the state's report card system for grading public schools.
I don't like that system the way it is because it's just going to come across as punitive to schools that have a lot of difficult kids.
Another Orange County Democrat, Representative Verla Insko of District 56, said she'll file a bill to expand Medicaid in the state when she returns to Raleigh on Wednesday.
I expected that they would pass it in 2015, and then I heard both Senator Berger and Speaker Moore say that they weren't going to expand it.
She added that, realistically, she doesn't expect the Republican leadership to move her Medicaid bill, but she said she has reason to feel optimistic that there's a real movement toward expansion. State legislators will have some company on Jones Street on Wednesday. North Carolina NAACP President Reverend William Barber has promised that protesters of the Forward Together movement will be there as well. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Attorney General Roy Cooper says he will keep speaking out against Republican policies during the new North Carolina legislative session that convenes today. Cooper also told about 300 Democratic activists at a Tuesday luncheon that he would back efforts to raise teacher pay across the board and to expand Medicaid to hundreds of thousands of additional residents. Cooper's the highest profile elected Democrat in state politics and has hinted strongly for more than a year now that he will try and unseat GOP Governor Pat McCrory in 2016. Cooper said in an interview he isn't quite ready to formally enter the 2016 race because people aren't ready yet for campaigning again. But he also said he told the Lillian's List crowd it's not too early to be thinking about the ballot box. Well, it certainly isn't. Wiley Post has today's commentary coming up in just a few minutes, and he is, well, let's just say he's not really happy with the North Carolina General Assembly, and he has a few strong words to say about that. So that's on the way. We'll also have Inside Carolina Basketball this morning with Roy. And we have Inside Chapel Hill Carborough Traffic with Nikki Moore's coming up just a little while here.
Inside. An inside look at it. Because I'm inside taking a look at it.
You are inside, on the inside looking out. As opposed to most of us who are on the outside looking in.
Oh.
I'm on the outside looking in.
How did I know that was going to break into song?
I just can't help it. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good. I saw the weirdest thing as I was coming into work. And I was thinking I was telling you about this while we were off the air. But, you know, okay.
Yeah, I was going to ask you to please finish the story.
I'm not a big UFO person or anything like that.
Really?
I know.
I'm shocked.
I know what it is. It was a plane, okay?
Was it?
But, well, it definitely looked like one.
Are you sure?
Shut up. Don't make me come over there. You're way too close for this. Okay, so I'm driving in, and I see this bright light, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, I think I would have noticed this before. It's not a star. It can't be a star. So I drive closer, and it's still around, and I'm watching it. So then it kind of was behind the trees, so I come around the trees, and then all of a sudden it's kind of right there. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a plane because I can see blinking lights on it or whatever. Uh-huh. But it was just sitting there. It wasn't flying around. It was, you know, it wasn't way up there so far away. It was really bizarre. I was like, I literally like slowed down to below the speed limit. And you know, being in Chapel Hill, that's pretty difficult to go below the speed limit.
Yes,
but
it
I
is.
Did. Yeah. But I did get below the speed limit because I was like, what in the world? What in the world? So that's my thought for the day is, what in the world?
So that's it?
That was it. It was a very riveting story, wasn't it?
It was a plane?
I guess.
But he was just sitting there?
But it was just sitting there.
It was just hovering?
Hovering.
Hmm.
And it wasn't a helicopter either. Because I could see, like, wings, but the wings weren't, like, straight out, like a small... It was a smaller plane.
Oh, so you're saying the wings were kind of crooked or...
No.
Creative.
The wings kind of went back a little bit, kind of like,
like a jet.
Like if you were, like if you were 5 years old and you're running around the yard going, "Woo, I'm flying!"
Okay.
You asked, "What day is it?"
Thank you for sharing that. That's sort of like that story on Charles Osgood a while ago about printing a car. I can't get my head wrapped around that either. Printing
a car. I can't help you with that.
I'm sorry. I'm just a little slow, I guess. Well, thank you so much for sharing that.
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
And if you get any more insight on it that you can shed and share with the rest
you
of
know,
us?
You know, part of me was like, maybe I should call the Chapel Hill Police Department and ask them if they've gotten any weird phone calls about some kind of weird flying object. And then I thought, no, they're going to think I'm crazy. And then I'm like, oh, I'm going to tell Ron about this. He's going to think I'm crazy, too. And then I thought, oh, no, he knows me well.
True. I'm not surprised or anything. I'm just kind of...
Right, I know. I know. I didn't think you would be.
Looking at the story skeptically. Okay. Well, anyway, thanks for sharing that.
You're very welcome.
I was just saying a while ago, I'm having trouble waking up this morning, and that helped a little bit.
Okay, good. All right. That's what I'm here for.
Wiley Post is on the way next.
Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. You can meet your friends for a delicious lunch or dinner of skillfully prepared contemporary American cuisine, browse the wine shop for an intriguing bottle to take home, or just relax at the beautiful candlelit bar with a spicy margarita or frosty craft beer. Glass Half Full, good food, fine wine, and lots of fun too. Visit us online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
The job market can be tough. It's time to show the business world that you're tougher. Durham Tech can help you build your resume with skills designed for the global economy. You'll learn what works in areas from healthcare, computer science, and foreign languages to biotechnology, construction, and real estate. Classes are taught throughout Durham and Orange counties, many in the evenings and on weekends. Visit durhamtech.edu to learn more and get ready to do great things.
Good morning. It is 6:44. We have 29 degrees in Chapel Hill, 28 this morning in Carrboro.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wiley Post. It doesn't take long for the GOP's true intentions to come out. The message from legislators, we value the experience of our own employees. We just don't value your experience in our schools. Lawmakers removed the longevity bonus pay for veteran teachers and rolled it into their base salary, then unveiled a new pay scale that boosted the pay of new teachers to balance out the low pay raises for the long-term teachers. State legislative staffers kept their bonuses and received a raise of $1,000 plus 5 extra vacation days. They also raised the pay for new state troopers and kept the longevity pay that state employees still receive. We have seen this before. Scott Walker divided teachers against the firemen and policemen and won his recall. Who will be next against the law enforcement? Why are more charter schools being approved? Because the GOP has successfully turned the public against our teachers. Republicans have looked to teacher bonuses to pay the bills. GOP leaders have created subsidies for parents to send their children to private schools, eliminated tenure, and phasing out increases for teachers who pursue advanced degrees. To justify this, State Senate Majority Leader Harry Brown, Jacksonville Republican, said, "Those are tough to hire positions. The hours are as crazy as any hours I know because they're asked to work. Those are tough to hire positions. The hours are as crazy as any hours I know because they are asked to work holidays and up until midnight, and you've got everybody in the world trying to recruit them. So most of these positions turn over a lot. The last time I looked, teachers were working student work days to catch up and prepare their classes, staying up late to grade papers, or working late ticket sales at sporting events, driving school buses, chaperoning student trips, and lately asking for money to cover class expenses or moving to Texas for a better pay. Now, you still want to tell me your staffers are overworked and underpaid?" Lawmakers spent $1.6 million on longevity pay for their own employees last year. The average longevity bonus pay was $7,000. So remember, if you are a city, county, or state employee, they value the experience of their own employees. They just don't value your experience in our schools. This is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Carolina improved to 17-4 on the season and 7-1 in the ACC.
with a 10-point victory over Syracuse on Monday night in the Smith Center. One of the keys to the victory over the Orange was sophomore guard Nate Britt, who poured in a career-high 17 points, including making a career-high 4 3-pointers. Here's Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams after the game on Monday about Britt ending his recent shooting slump in a big way.
He's made a bunch of them in practice. He really has. Now, not recently, because he hadn't made anything. He's had some practices where he's really shot the ball well. We have a couple of shooting drills that he's done as well as anybody in those shooting drills. It just he kept shooting, kept working, and needless to say, his mouth felt a little bit better, so that may have helped.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
Yeah, what do you want?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol. But it can be too late. In North Carolina, more than 4 people are injured every day as a result of underage drinking. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Britt shot his jumpers left-handed last year, but has changed over to right-handed jump shots this season, a move which has benefited him and his team greatly.
His release looks great, and his left-handed release, because of the hits he had, has taken up, never looked great. I've never doubted that decision, and I was so proud of him for going along with it immediately, and so proud of his father for not only going along with it, but he said, Coach, I'd started thinking about the same thing.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
Start with traffic and weather together. I'm Ron Stutz. This look at traffic is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. And now, here is the inimitable Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. What's the temperature outside?
29 degrees.
Okay, so that means it's below freezing. And when I was on my way into work this morning, other than seeing lights in the sky, there were some frozen patches of water. So,
really?
Yeah, so just be a little careful out there if you're going out this morning. Northbound Fordham Boulevard as you approach Manning Drive, heading to 54 in pretty good shape. 54 eastbound also delay-free so far, heading to 40. And 40 eastbound looks good if you're heading out to the airport this morning from Highway 86. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
And a quick word for Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. You know, you might want to fuel up first thing this morning on your way there, wherever you're going, because they have great coffee over there at Cruisers. Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate, as a matter of fact. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Looks pretty good today, actually. 29 degrees, a little bit on the chilly side, but sunshine all day. Our high today, about 45 degrees. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies with a low in the middle 20s. We will get just a little bit of cloudiness after midnight. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies all day with a high in the upper 40s. So, not a bad day. And looking ahead a little bit, tomorrow night, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. Not as cool with a low in the middle 30s. And then on Friday, a sunny and breezy day with the high in the middle 40s. So, not so bad here over the next couple of days. So, everybody get excited about that. We got good possibilities as far as the weather is concerned. And now, turning to the Chapel Hill Carborough celebrity birthdays who are marking the calendar today. Let me just tell you that we have a bunch of celebrities on that list. Nicholas Pryor, who was an actor in Risky Business. I don't think I remember him. Actor Alan Alda is 79 years old today. Actress Susan Howard, who is a regular on Dallas, 73. Let's see here. Actress Barbie Benton is 65. I don't know if she's a successful actress. She started out as a Playboy bunny and was married to Hugh Hefner for a while, I think. But at any rate, she is 65 years old today. Singer Sam Phillips, 53. Sarah McLachlan, love her, 47 years old today. Catherine Morris, who was a star on Cold Case. Whatever happened to her? I love that show. She's 46 years old today. I don't recall seeing her in anything else, but really like that show a whole bunch. Singer Anthony Hamilton, 44 years old today. Rapper Rick Ross, 38 years old today. Nick Carter, remember him? He started out with the Backstreet Boys, 35 years old today. Actor Elijah Wood, who was in The Lord of the Rings, is 34 years old today. And actress Ariel Winter, who's on Modern Family, one of my favorite television shows, 17 years old today. So happy birthday to her. Got a couple of folks I want to say happy birthday to this morning, all with Chapel Hill connections, but all who no longer live here. First of all, Phil Hawkins used to work at WCHL from Chapel Hill, but Phil's celebrating a birthday today. Barry Loeffler, who used to be WCHL's co-owner, is no longer here. He's out in Dallas. And Barry is celebrating a birthday today. And Jenna Valley, who is from Chapel Hill and now lives out in Oregon, has a birthday today. So happy birthday, Jenna. Happy birthday, Jenna, Barry, and Phil from all of us here at WCHL.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, time for trivia on WCHL. Rod Setz here along with Freddie Kiker.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, how you doing?
It's all good.
You look good.
I feel good.
Kind of Carolina Blue shirt.
Yes, I do.
I like it.
Get ready to go exercise after this.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea for you.
Thank you.
Get out and exercise.
Got a two-piece bathing suit.
That's why you're so svelte.
It takes time to make sure I can fit into the two-piece bathing suit properly.
Bikini. Gosh, don't come in here with that on.
No,
please not.
No.
I don't want to see that.
I don't want to make you toss cookies.
No.
But hey, today we're gonna have a question. You like these questions too?
Yeah.
Folks, we're gonna do Chapel Hill.
Oh,
Chapel Hill.
So we're gonna learn a little bit.
Well, take some people back. Yeah.
A little Chapel Hill trivia.
Here. Wait, here we go, folks. 919-929-WCHL. If you know the answer.
Okay. Lay it on me, baby.
Way back when,
mm-hmm.
right there on along Fordham Boulevard, there was a new restaurant called Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah, I remember that.
When it went under. Mm-hmm. Name the longtime restaurant that moved in, and they've been there ever since. Yep. Unbelievably successful, I might add.
I know exactly what you mean, and I got another story about Sonny's Barbecue as well.
All right. Give us a call at that particular number, 919-929-WCHL, if you know the restaurant.
All right.
That moved in when Sonny's Barbecue
moved
went under.
Yep. Hey, call right now.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Anu Kumar is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. She's the Executive Vice President for Development, Communications, and Community Access at IPASS.
IPASS, which is based right here in Chapel Hill, is a global organization that works exclusively on promoting women's reproductive health and rights, especially the right to safe abortion care, reducing the number of women who are dying and suffering due to unsafe abortions.
Why is it so important for you to do this?
You know, it's fundamental for women's advancement and really the advancement of communities and nations that women are able to control their fertilities. By being able to control our reproductive destinies, women can determine their futures, our families, and really the health of a community and a nation. For me, it's absolutely critical that women have this ability to choose when, if, to have children or not, to really be able to make those choices and those decisions autonomously. So I actually see it as a fundamental building block to democracy, to development, and to a whole host of other bigger ideals.
Dr. Kumar is excited to go to work every day.
You know, IPASS is making a real difference in women's lives. I'm really proud to be associated with it. We've trained over 40,000 health workers around the world on safe abortion care. And in 1 year, more than 200,000 women have received safe services in IPASS-supported facilities. So for me, it is the ability to make a really tangible difference in women's lives.
IPASS started right here in Chapel Hill in 1973.
We have been steadfast and unwavering in our commitment to our mission.
Now, if someone wants to find out more about IPASS in general,
visit our website, IPASS. www.thehomelessheroes.org. We have a wealth of information there available on a range of issues, and I hope people will take the time to see what's happening by this small but growing organization right here in our backyard.
Dr. Anu Kumar, working hard with IPASS in Chapel Hill. She's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Well, listen, Freddie had to run out, but congratulations to Paul DeCeres of Durham, who called in with the answer to the question this morning. Right there, the former location of Sonny's Barbecue, which was there for a short period of time on Fordham Boulevard. Of course, the restaurant that's there now is Squid's, part of the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. Incredibly successful, great restaurant, and you hear about them a lot right here on WCHL. So that's our answer. And Paul DeCeres of Durham was the first to get in. A lot of folks knew that, of course, but Paul was the first to get in. He gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
Make this the most romantic Valentine's Day yet by securing a stay at the Carolina Inn February 13th through the 15th. Receive rates starting at $149 per night, including a breakfast buffet for two. And upon check-in, a bottle of chilled Prosecco will be waiting for you. You can add to the romance by enjoying an exceptional four-course meal at Carolina Crossroads. Dinner includes a rose for your one and only to make the evening complete at $75 per person. Visit us online at carolinainn.com and use promo code LOVE to reserve your Valentine's Day weekend at the Carolina Inn.
Crown Honda of South Point is starting off the year right with a resolution to reduce inventory. We'll do whatever it takes to make you a great deal during our inventory reduction sale. Get a new 2015 Honda Pilot for just $320 a month with zero to its signing. Or drive a new 2015 Honda Accord for only $199 a month. Our loss is your gain during the inventory reduction sale. On now at Crown Honda of South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes, tags, and fees. See dealer for complete details.
29 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for sunshine today. High today in the middle 40s. Tonight, we're looking at clear, mostly. A few clouds early in the morning. Our overnight low, 25. And then tomorrow's high in the upper 40s. It's 7 o'clock.
The flagship station for Carolina sports. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's News.